And finally, closing this week's show, Georgia Mills has your question of the week.
This week, we've been looking at the sunny side of things with this question from listener Benji.
Can we use solar panels in space? If so, how could the energy produced be sent back to Earth?
Could the answer to our energy needs lie up in space? We went to Guiding Light and Bright Spark, John C. Mankins, President of Artemis Innovation Management Solutions.
In space near Earth, sunlight has roughly 30% more energy than the sunlight we see because of weather and haze in the atmosphere. And when one adds the impact of the day-night cycle and natural changes between summer and winter, in some locations, the difference between Earth-based and space-based solar power grows to a factor of 20 or more. It is possible that in the future, space solar power could deliver hundreds of thousands of megawatts, enough to power tens of millions of homes around the world.
So while space looks cold and dark, it actually gets more energy from sunlight without the Earth's atmosphere getting in the way. But how would this energy get back to us here on Earth?
First, just as on Earth, sunlight in space will be converted into electricity by solar arrays that in turn power electronic devices that produce radio waves in what is known as the microwave region, a wavelength of about 1 to 10 centimeters. This microwave energy is then transmitted from many thousands of small antennas, very much like thousands of musicians all playing the same note on their instruments. By orchestrating the individual transmitters, like a conductor with his baton, guiding many musicians, a coherent beam can be formed, and the converted solar energy directed to a desired location on Earth. Radio waves of this size have virtually no interaction with our atmosphere, and very little with the weather. As a result, more than 90% of the radio energy from space will reach Earth in a low-intensity but precisely pointed transmission. Once there, the microwave energy is converted back into electricity by a large but simple receiver known as a rectifying antenna, which will look a lot like mesh fencing, just like one of the goals in international football, but laid out flat, like a mostly transparent ceiling. And that's how space solar power might one day be harvested and transmitted efficiently and safely back to Earth for our benefit.
So solar energy can be converted into radio waves to be sent back here on Earth, and this could be a way to power our homes in the future. Thank you, John, for showing us the light. Next week, it's this question that has been bugging us.
This is Gert Grobler from South Africa, and my question is, if you should accidentally relocate an ant or a bee in your car, for example, would they join another colony or would they simply just die?
And if you've got any ideas, you can find us on Facebook or get in touch with us via Twitter. It's @NakedScientists.